Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Yo, we are so glad you decided to hang out with us today. We know it's colder around most of the country, but we'll provide just enough shade to keep you warm. Just enough. Heidi and Frank are out today, but no worries. We're going to take good care of y'all in their absence. So later, what superstar actor is helping his son pay for child support? And David Beckham is getting criticized for a kiss. We'll explain that in a little bit.
But it'd be his wife.
You have to wait like the others. Anyway, so, but first, Will Smith got emotional on Instagram.
Did he cry?
It made people cry. So he posted a video montage Tuesday in tribute to his oldest son, Trey, who he shares with ex-wife, Cherie Zampino. And the caption basically explained their relationship hasn't always been good and how they came a long way. Take a look at the clip.
Yo, so I'm in Abu Dhabi at the F1. I brought my son Trey, and I take my kids separately on stuff just so they have their individual daddy time. And he just hit me with the he said, "You know what, Dad?" He said, "I just realized you're not just my dad." And he paused and he said, "I'm pretty sure you're my best friend." And I was like, "Yeah, man. Probably.
Damn, that almost made me cry.
I watered up a little bit.
I had to look away.
Maybe it was just a little bit longer. I'm glad
it stopped when it did. Honey.
Yeah, me too. Yo, that is so sweet.
The question was, people were like, was Trey jealous of his brothers and sisters, Willow? And Jade, because, you know, they dad spent most time with them as opposed to him. Because, like, I have brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. And I asked my sister one time, I said, "How do you feel, you know, with daddy being with us?"
Uh-huh, and you being out of the house.
And you being out of the house and stuff. Because I don't think my parents treated us any differently, you know.
It's all right, Gary. It's all right.
But, you know, it's a question.
Yeah, it's a question.
I mean, think about it.
I think the poignant thing he said was the fact that he takes Trey away and spends time with Trey individually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because sometimes when you do those group outings, it's not personal. Like, your memories with your dad are your memories with your dad, and they're probably like the best memories in the world. Right. And they have, you know, your other sibs have their own memories with your pops that are different, that would have been different if y'all all did them together.
Like in my household, similar to what I'm thinking happened in yours, I have half siblings, but we were never even allowed to call them half siblings.
No.
And I, for one, wasn't the one who lived in the house with my dad. Oh, hell, I'm about to cry.
Like, if Will Smith was your dad, you would feel like he's your best friend anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's just such a likable dude. There are people watching this show right now that would kill their parent if Will Smith could be their real dad.
Right.
This is so true.
Well, speaking of the Smiths, y'all, Toni Braxton was on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk recently, and she had a lot of tea to spill, honey. She discussed her divorce with ex-husband Carrie Lewis, the founding member of the group Mint Condition, and revealed for a long time she was angry about the divorce outcome. Take a look.
Yes, I had to bail.
I was very, very angry about that, but it was because we had an existing prenup and postnup.
Then what made you angry about it if it had already been an agreement?
Because I wanted to renege. I wanted him to renege. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not mad at you.
I thought he should say no.
Wow.
I mean, I went through this phase like, ooh, men are the new bitches.
Men may be the new bitches. If bitches want to get paid, then bitches want to get paid.
Yeah, and men getting paid.
It is what it is.
It don't make it right, though.
Like, no, it does.
It's not right.
But, you know, for a woman in her stature, when she married him, being that she was more successful, she probably was overcompensating for the fact that she was more successful.
Right.
And so she wanted him to feel like, you know what, we're equal, we're secure, I don't even care that much, so here you go. But like she said, by the time you get to the point where somebody done cheated on your ass and done you wrong, you don't want to give them that money anymore. Right, you're like, okay, can we change that?
And she better watch the one she got, too, Birdman, because if he was having financial problems, he might be trying to give it up because she got some mocha on.
Well, guess what, if you've been through but one time, you ain't gonna do it again.
Hmm. Okay,
trust
first
that.
Time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me.
Y'all
shame
just need to put y'all bills on auto pay. It's a bad history of paying people.
Yep. Stupid.
All right, so speaking of support, actor Nick Cage might be the father of the year for 2018 and 2019.
What'd he do?
Both years.
Ooh. Yo, he's giving child support to his grown-ass son.
Oh.
So the Blast is reporting that recent court papers have revealed that Nick's son, Weston, who's 27, has to pay $8,000 a month in child support to his ex-wife, Danielle, who has two kids. Well, Weston's pockets are a little bit light these days because, you know, the support is actually really coming from Nick, who's giving him a $16,000 monthly gift.
Cute.
To help him out with some things.
Wow. Ooh. I wonder how they even got him for $8,000 a month if he wasn't even financially, you know, able to make that payment.
Because his daddy. You know how people use it the way your daddy.
Like, put him on the payroll.
Well, you know, like, hey, you may not have it, but somebody got it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's his allowance.
Yeah, at one point in time, like, Nick Cage was rolling in it. He was like one of the highest paid actors. Dude had a castle somewhere.
Yeah.
They're saying he blew through something like $150 million over a short span of time.
Yeah.
This dude did a horror movie called Mandy that only made like $1.2 million in the box office the weekend it was out.
Yeah, I mean, go on Netflix. It's like 10 Nicolas Cage movies that
They was
are mediocre, and they are all mediocre.
But he still got paid to do them.
He got paid to do them.
And then the price went up.
But that is something to be said about a parent's love for their child.
Because,
like, when you know your kid don't got it, and you kind of got it, or even if you don't got it, you're going to go above and beyond a Call of Duty to make it happen.
But if you're going to help the grandchild, honey, just go buy him some Pampers and some clothes every now and then and stuff. That's your hell right there. That's
not paying no child support.
Exactly, girl.
And he looking a little too glossy. He looked like he got $8,000 a month, that child.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to make like he looked like he ever, too.
But if this continued struggle allows Nick Cage to make Con Air 2 and a second Raising Arizona, I'm here for it.
And another Face Off.
Face Off,
who would they put in that?
Man, I don't know.
If they could do Face Off 2 with Mickey Rourke.
If you think celebrity moms are the only ones getting trolled online for their parenting skills, you'd be wrong. Celebrity dads get it too. Because a post by soccer superstar, David Beckham, has now sparked the great kissing debate of 2018.
Oh.
Yeah, because David posted this pic of him kissing his 7-year-old daughter, Harper, on the lips. And some of the trolls thought it was very inappropriate or it was unsanitary.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what some online people had to say. I feel like a kiss on the cheek is better than on the lips. The lips is just weird. And someone else said, she's your daughter. Why are you kissing her on the lips? That's your wife's kiss. So what do y'all think about this?
It's disgusting. Because men's mouths are very dirty. And you don't know where their mouth's been. And they're kissing on these little babies like they're... And you know, the baby's immune system is hard, is not as strong yet for the daddy's mouth.
The kid is 7. The kid has survived daycare, kindergarten, and pre-K. Those kids are a cesspool in them places.
And guys, it does matter.
Some guys get kissed where they was missed.
Oh, my God, Gary.
No. It's just like a peck, Gary. It's not open. Saliva is being exchanged.
But like we said, that kiss is for the mama. Just like y'all say the baby, the mama's breast is for the baby, not for the man.
The breast is for both. Yeah, it's definitely for
man
both.
Man gonna see that breast.
Yeah, he's just gonna have to deal with a little milk.
That breast getting talked to.
Breast and the thigh.
You know, they came for Tom Brady like this too not long ago when he kissed his 10-year-old son.
My goodness.
So it's like, just come on.
Yeah, go parent your kids.
You can't kiss your child. You can't sing in the mall with your child. You can't
do nothing.
Not comb your child hair. I mean, my goodness, you can't do nothing without people saying something.
And you know, some grown men still kiss their dads in the mouth.
Oh!
Yeah, I've seen
it. They do. Seen it, too.
Yeah, you remember Lil Wayne kissed baby in the mouth?
Yep. Well, that was play daddy.
Like in a prison way.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, Toni Braxton got to worry about Willow Bourbon.
No, she don't.
Ex-Safari finally found a new love, honey. We'll tell you when we come back. Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, I want to tell you about this amazing product that I love. I've been wearing Third Love bras for a while now. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements to design its bras so that they fit impeccably and feel even better. You find your fit in 60 seconds online. You order, you try on at home, and Third Love guarantees a perfect fit. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. No more awkward fitting room experiences. You're sure to get the right size because Third Love has a total of 70 sizes with cups from A through H and bands up to 48. That's the most sizes of any brand. And they recently launched their most requested style, cotton t-shirt bras and cotton underwear, which took 2 years to develop and perfect. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/dish. Do it right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 50% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off. Do it today.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey.
Gary, your big homie Safari is sick.
Oh.
But not with the flu or anything.
Oh.
He's lovesick.
Oh.
And it's not over Nicki Minaj. It's
finally
over some secret boo thing that's making him ill. And he recently opened up about his newfound romance that has him all smitten.
This is good.
Yeah. When's the last time a black person been smitten?
Well, I know he would be the one to get smitten. He kind of reminds me of somebody who's like soft like a Drake.
Yeah.
Like he's real sensitive.
Hard but
soft. Yeah.
Like he types on his stomach.
Yeah.
When he
can lay on it.
So when asked about his top secret love life, Safari said, "When I'm not with her, I get headaches because I'm just thinking about her nonstop. That's some serious love." Who do you think is doing this to him? You watch Love & Hip Hop. You watch Love & Hip Hop's ain't even out yet.
I know.
Who do you think it is?
I know. Okay, so he was also on Love & Hip Hop of Hollywood. And guess who had his ring on?
Who?
I'm Bridget Kelly.
Oh.
So Bridget Kelly had his pinky ring on.
I like
on.
Her for him.
Yep, and so she was like, they were asking her about his relationship, and she was like, you know, I don't want to say too much yet. Yeah. She was real coy about it. So that's probably who it is.
Ooh. Yep, that's a good observation, Pete. And he was crazy about Nikki Baby, too, but I feel like it's Bridget Kelly.
No, Bridget, you know what, and I like him with Bridget Kelly.
She's
and
grown.
She would be the one to have him smitten, too.
Yes.
Because she slightly care about you, but you care about her way more.
And she's like classy and reserved.
Yeah.
And she checks his ass probably. Mm-hmm. He might be like,
And she seems older than him, too,
though.
She
does seem way mature.
Yeah, she about my age.
She can keep them together, baby.
She done reach back for that young
keep
thing.
Keep them together, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man, plus he might be back.
Plus, you know he got that package, girl. Oh.
Now, have you ever had, like, a love headache where, you like, you know, you just think about somebody so much that, like, yeah, you know, you stand out the window and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to say yes because I'm in love now, but no. You know, when you get grown, you have a different type of love. Like, I love you a whole lot, and I want to be around you, but I also want to be by myself, too.
Yeah. I hear that.
So when you're gone, I like missing you.
Fondness grows a heart fondness.
Yeah, be like, bye.
Absence.
Mm-hmm. That, too. Anyway, Miss Brandt, well, honey, it's time for
Insta Damn Girl.
Portia, darling, honey, your impeached friend has snapped, bitch, back all the way.
Do not call her impeached.
Yeah, she's impeached. Miss Kenya Moore, honey. Well, that's, honey, you know, she was on, honey, should I say Miss Kenya Moore daily, honey,
yes.
To you. Now, she showed off her post-baby bump, honey. And, you know, on social media, the people were like, oh, she looks fabulous. Her body was snatched. Let's take a look.
Yeah, nah, she bouncing back.
She know her angles too, baby. Mm.
So yes, Miss Portia girl, unfortunately, you have some competition. Now, she has a six pack and everything, but honey, is this a good thing or is this too much?
What do you mean too much? It's her body. Her body gonna be too much for you?
No, it's
it's a good thing.
No.
It's a good thing. She looks good.
No, I
it's
mean,
a good
she
thing.
Looks good,
she looks good.
It's a good thing. And you know, she's looking like this and she can't even work out yet.
Wow.
Really?
No, because she had to have a C-section and she had to actually get cut twice because of, like, some complications. So she hasn't even worked out and she looks like that.
She had a C-section.
Yeah, she had a C-section.
So when you get a C-section, you're able to get all everything scraped out,
sucked out
because you're already open.
So how do I make that request to just suck my guts out while you take the baby out?
Before you go to sleep or get your little whatever you call IV,
you
pay these little extra coins and go on and get them to slide that fat on out of there.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to get them to do.
Just pin the note to you. Gown.
Right. Anyway, y'all, coming up, Mel B is spicing up everybody.
somebody's life with her new autobiography, and the latest revelation might make y'all squirm. We're going to tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yo.
Spice Girl Mel B's autobiography, brutally honest, y'all, has enough drama for a lifetime movie. But what Mel B revealed during a recent interview might be even more shocking. Take a look.
And the bit when you talk about removing the scar, because lots of people have laser removal, but you can still see a faint outline.
Yeah.
You had it surgically cut out. You had that bit of skin removed.
I mean, it sounds horrific when you say it like that, but what I went through was so horrific, and this one particular tattoo that my ex had forced me to have was Stefan Till Death Do Us Part. So I convinced a good friend of mine, a doctor, I said, can you just cut it off my body? It's like I wanted him removed from my
body. We should point out you were already under anesthetic, having something else there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. So he just did a cut of just his name, and I've saved it in a jar, which sounds a bit strange, I know.
Damn.
So do y'all think this is crazy?
That's when you really don't like somebody no more. You want it cut off.
Jesus. I remember a movie called Foxy Brown when they cut this man's member off and put it in a pickle jar and saved it. So I guess
that's... Well, see, that's fine because that's off of his body.
Well, yeah.
But you want me to cut something off my body and
put it
in a jar.
It's also a crime at that point.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Loretta Bobbitt.
You would survive it, though.
Apparently, she wanted that... off.
Yeah, she wanted
body.
To. Yeah. Like, have y'all ever done anything after a breakup? Like, for me, I had a long relationship, and after breakup, I was driving home late at night, and I went and got a tattoo to, like, commemorate the breakup.
Really?
It was a heart with a thorn going through it in a very painful place.
Right.
Because I wanted to, like, feel that pain for the last time, and that was it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No. Y'all never did nothing?
No,
y'all never got a tattoo covered up or nothing?
I never got a tattoo covered up.
Have y'all ever been in love?
I've been in love, but
not enough or in pain enough to want to do something to myself that hurts.
Did you hurt them?
Maybe.
Y'all sound like murderers. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yo, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And now, with the holidays coming up, everybody could use another travel bag for those last-minute trips, and the Milan Duffel Travel Bag is the way to go. Now, this 20-inch duffel from Milan Imports is made from vegan faux leather, so it can take the wear and tear of travel.
So are their pockets for my toiletries and fine jewels?
You know what, Gary? I got you. This bag has tons of room inside with a total of 5 slipping and zipping pockets. And there's also an exterior zippered pocket in the back to put your extra pair of thongs in there just in case.
Ooh.
Now, I love this. Does it come in other colors, hey, Crack?
Well, for a fashionista like you, Portia, comes in colors like black, brown, red and brown, taupe. There's also a matching luggage tag. Gold tone embellishments, and the bag is lined with that signature Milan logo that you know well.
How much?
Gary, a bag like this would normally cost $250. For our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49.
Whoa! That's awesome!
Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, honey, the late Kurt Cobain, honey, speaks from the grave about white rappers, and we'll tell you all about them after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
Yeah.
Well, y'all, we've all heard that white men can't jump, but deceased rock star Kurt Cobain has risen from the dead to let everybody know that white men can't rap or dance. In a recently discovered interview, Kurt has shared his thoughts. Check this out.
And this is a quote. The white man has ripped off the black man for long enough.
I'm a fan of rap music, but most of it's so misogynist and that I can't even deal with it. I totally respect and love it because it's one of the only original forms of music that's been introduced, but the white man doing rap is just like watching a white man dance. We can't dance. We can't
rap. Damn, Kurt, I guess that was as real as it gets.
So what rappers were out when he was alive?
You know, N.W.A.
Oh, Big Daddy Kane.
The best white rapper of all time, I think, is Lil Dicky.
That would be Lil Eminem.
You think Eminem was better than Lil Dicky?
I totally understand why you
we
like Lil
Dicky.
We know
why you like that.
But, like Eminem's the guy. Come on.
I thought you'd prefer Big Dicky instead of Little Dicky, the rapper.
But I used to enjoy Vanilla Ice. I mean, he had catchy lyrics and like a nice beat. Yeah, Ice Ice Baby. Like,
what,
come
what are
on.
Your top five Vanilla Ice songs?
Ice Ice Baby.
That's three.
Now, Head Crack is as black as they come, and you dance probably like people would think a white person would dance.
No, I dance like people who play like dance video games.
You kind of dance like someone who can't hear the music.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.